USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. During the sometimes contentious hearing, Blinken defended the Biden administration's actions, saying they inherited a withdrawal date from the previous administration, but not a withdrawal plan. And President Biden visited the West Coast Monday to survey damage from recent wildfires.
This surveyed some of the damage of the Calder Fire here in California, which in less than a month has wiped out for 200,000 acres and 1,000 structures. Homes, precious memories destroyed, air quality degraded, local economy stopped in its tracks.
The president also used the recent natural disasters to urge action on climate change, which he said spawned and worsened recent disasters. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With the Taliban claiming full control over all of Afghanistan, many worry about how they'll enforce their rules, despite their own claims that they've reformed in some areas over the last 20 years. Representative Jerry Connolly says it's clear that the Taliban will revert to the same policies in place from the last time they ran Afghanistan. The Virginia Democrat tells CNN that he is not confident that the Biden administration has a plan to keep up counterterrorism efforts in the country.
Am I confident? No, I am not. I believe that with the Taliban takeover complete now, including the Panjshir Valley in Afghanistan, I think sources of intelligence are going to dry up. I think people are going to put themselves at enormous personal risk to cooperate clandestinely with the United States or its Western allies. I think the country is probably going to be sealed up for a period of time. And sadly and predictably, I think the Taliban is going to revert to the policies that it pursued 20 years ago.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Efforts by some progressive groups to expand the Supreme Court have been rekindled recently after a recent ruling that allowed a Texas abortion law to go into effect. Liberal groups have pushed the Biden administration to try to pack the court to balance out the current conservative majority. In a recent interview with Fox News, Justice Stephen Breyer said that move would make people lose trust in the court and warned that if one party could pack it, so could the other. Senator Mike Lee agrees with Justice Breyer. The Utah Republican tells Fox News that expanding the Supreme Court would reverse an essential feature of the Constitution.
I agree with what then-Senator Biden said many decades ago when referring to FDR's plan to pack the Supreme Court of the United States as a boneheaded idea. I agree with the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a Supreme Court justice, said that it would also be a terrible move. But there's good reason why we insulate the federal court system, which, despite its faults, is, I believe, the best of its kind anywhere in the world. Because we insulate it from political decision-making, with the exception of the process by which we choose and confirm them. Once they're in place, they're insulated. They serve presumptive lifetime terms. But when you move to change the composition of the court, not because there aren't enough personnel to handle the job, but in order to change the political outcome of decisions they make, you're reversing that central feature in the Constitution that makes our court system unique and very valuable.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.